grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Franklin D. Roosevelt said in his inaugural speech in 1932, "The only thing we have to fear is fear itself." He was trying to curb the tensions of the Great Depression. People were running to the bank and pulling their money out of the bank, and that was making the economy worse. And that's the context by which Franklin Roosevelt said, "The only thing we have to fear is fear itself." Fearing fear was good rhetoric. And perhaps it works, or worked, as sometimes powerful speeches do. But our Lord Jesus Christ today one-upped a rousing speech by providing proof to the problem of death, and powerful proof, as you heard in our text today, of the resurrection. And this resurrection, this kind of resurrection that our Lord Jesus had done, caused fear and also calmed fear. It caused fear and calmed fear. It caused fear when Jesus first appeared to his disciples. It says in the text today that they were startled and frightened and thought that they had seen a spirit. This happened one other time in the Gospels. Earlier on in the Gospel, it was nighttime. The disciples were out on a boat, and the winds came up and were raging hard against the boat. And Jesus was on the shore, and he was concerned about his little flock out in the boat, wasn't he? So what did Jesus do? He walked on water on the Sea of Galilee and came out to the disciples on the boat. And what is it that those disciples yelled? Phantasma! Phantom. As we say in English, a ghost. Same thing today when they see Jesus risen from the dead. They go, spirit! Spirit! That's their reaction when they see the risen Lord Jesus. They chose the ghost theory rather than the God theory. Perhaps this was their natural inclination as sinful human beings. When trying to explain or process the inexplicable, people will often turn to what they fear rather than the familiar facts. Case in point. I was probably about 8 years old, living in South Dakota with my family. And it was a dark summer night, probably 8:30, 9 o'clock, and it was already dark out. And my brother and I were upstairs in the house. And it was late, and we were just doing whatever we were doing, playing, I guess. And all of a sudden, with the windows open in the house, I heard this noise. Fee-fi-fo-fum. And then something like, "I'll get you kids one by one." And I was frightened. I may have filled my pants. I thought, no, this is it. This is it. The giant is real. Or at least some make-off imposter. And he's going to get us. I'm toast. And it turns out, guess what? It was the deep voice of my dad. He was just having fun. You remember that, Dad? And I about fainted on the floor. Ha, ha. But isn't it funny how I should have been? I mean, this is the most familiar voice to me I've ever known in my life, is my dad's voice. And at that moment, when I first heard it, I thought the worst. I feared for my life. When the disciples saw Jesus, their friend, their brother, whom told them three times already that he would die and rise again on the third day, he told them ahead of time of his resurrection to come. And they still thought it was a ghost and not God when they saw the living Lord. Jesus then employed his own rhetoric plus resurrection proof to calm their fears. "Why are you troubled? Why do doubts arise in your hearts? See my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Touch me and see, for a spirit does not have flesh and bones as you see that I have." So much for the Great Depression. While they still disbelieved for joy and were marveling, he said, "Have you anything to eat?" And they gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it before them. Ghosts don't eat material food. Jesus does. Ghosts are like MC Hammer's song. Can't touch this. But Jesus' resurrected body is tangible proof that puts the ghost theory to rest. He's more than a ghost, obviously. He's God for us in the flesh, incarnate. And we praise and thank him for this great revealing that calmed their fears. The resurrection rhetoric and the touch me and see proof was the very thing used to calm their fears. And truly, this resurrection of Jesus really ought to calm all our fears too. It proves that death can be conquered. Death is no match for Jesus, nor those belonging to him. There is indeed life and light and hope and a world to come, and Jesus' resurrected body proves it. Today we hear the resurrection of Jesus, the rhetoric, and touch his crucified and risen body that he gives us here at his table, a miraculous meal, and Jesus therefore calms our fears too. We fear not the familiar, but live freely under Christ and his kingdom that has no end. So the resurrection of Jesus caused fear at first, yet it calmed fears at the last. May it do so for you too. The resurrection of Jesus also does one other thing. It convinces those who search the scriptures for the correct understanding of the scriptures. Reading the Bible without Christ in view is like reading a recipe for a cake but trying to make hamburgers. It just doesn't work. The same way people try to read the Bible today, it's like they're trying to make a cake, but making hamburgers or something. They don't see the main purpose and person of the scriptures from beginning to end. Jesus, therefore, opened their minds to understand the scriptures. And beginning from the law of the prophets and all the scriptures, he interpreted to them the things about himself. Jesus is the fulfillment of Genesis to Revelation. And he is the way to search and know and be convinced. And not only did he just teach this reading to the disciples, he proved it by his rising again from the dead and showing that he is the way, the truth, and the life, and that no one comes to the Father except through him. Christ is the purpose for which the scriptures were written. His resurrection confirms the correct reading and interpretation of the ancient texts. It is not merely about how God dealt with an ancient people in an ancient land and giving rules to them to live by. It's about revealing the true Christ, the Messiah, from beginning to end. He is revealed in Genesis just as he is revealed in Revelation. Our task as Christians who have been confirmed in the knowledge of Christ's resurrection is to help take this gospel to the ends of the earth. Jesus himself clothes us with his power from on high to do the work on earth today in his holy name. May God continue to calm our fears and clothe us with his power to be his witnesses until he comes again and takes our mortal bodies in the grave and raises us to be like him in the glory that is to come. In Christ Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Amen.